Robert Bartley, editorial page editor for the Wall Street Journal for 3 decades, died of cancer yesterday in New York. He was 66 years old. Bartley took pride in having turned the journal's editorial page into what he described as the mouthpiece of supply-side economics. He won a Pulitzer Prize in 1980. He was known for his often scathing coverage of the Clinton presidency, as well as his passion for cutting taxes. Paul Gigo is the Wall Street Journal's current editorial page editor. Good morning.
Good morning.
Robert Bartley wasn't sure he was conservative enough to join the journal's editorial page in 1965 because he had voted for Lyndon Johnson for president. What changed him?
Oh, I think the Bob didn't change much. He had these, always considered himself something of a center-right Midwesterner, and I think the times changed on him. The turmoil of the 60s, what happened in Vietnam, and the difficulties in economics and foreign policy, I think, in the 60s and 70s forced him and really many others to rethink some of the things that we'd been told, some of the arguments of the day, and that's what he did.
How did he make the newspaper's editorial page into a vehicle for ideological confrontation?
Oh, I don't know that I'd say ideology. I mean, he made the page into a vehicle for ideas. Ideas that hadn't had a place in the debate in America for a long time when he started in the 60s and 70s. Particularly some old free market ideas that had fallen by the wayside on economics. That's really what supply side economics was all about. It was a reassertion of some free market principles. The other thing he did was he believed in something called the reported editorial, which is that those of us who write opinion for a living aren't just supposed to pick up the morning paper and say, oh, we're angry about this, or we love that. We're supposed to go out and find some news. And I think that put the editorial page on a place where people wanted to pick it up in the morning and say, I wonder what they found out today.
Well, the Clintons really set him off, didn't they?
Set him off. We were actually, Bob was actually welcoming of the Clintons at first, I think, in the early 90s. I mean, the new democratic ideas and so on. But over time, he became concerned about the rule of law and the ethical positions of the administration. And I think that's where ultimately he had his big break with them.
What kind of influence would you say he had overall?
Well, I mean, he was... I think he had enormous influence, in part because the journal editorial page represented a set of ideas and promoted under Bob a set of ideas that were coming into ascendance in the country. You know, they were in terms of the political right with Reagan and so on. And then I think he also had a great deal of influence because the journal editorial page has been a unique forum for those ideas, particularly back in the 70s. There weren't too many of those. Now I think there are more. But back then, it really was a unique voice.
Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you.
Paul Gigo is the Wall Street Journal's editorial page editor.